Well, another doctor is telling PM this afternoon the hospital system is in danger of being overwhelmed because there are too few intensive care beds to cope as it stands. But the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says the government is balancing multiple considerations and is not inclined towards a European-style total lockdown at this stage. Here's our political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Around half the population could end up catching the virus before it's all said and done, according to some estimates, and that could mean that at its peak, around 3 million Australians will have it at once. While the vast majority would make a full recovery, that number would still mean tens of thousands would be sick enough to need intensive care. And that's where the problem lies. The maximum capacity of intensive care beds is 3,000. But in winter, 1,000 of them would be needed for regular intensive care patients suffering, for example, heart attacks or needing cancer treatment.
We are looking down the barrel of not being able to give everybody who gets severely ill into ICU.
That's Cameron Graydon, an anaesthetist at a Queensland hospital. He's among the medical professionals who'd be on the front line of dealing with a flood of severely ill patients.
That's when we have to start making those terrible decisions. And it'll be younger and younger patients will be the only ones getting onto intensive care and ventilated.
Why would the younger patients be the ones put on intensive care?
The younger patients have got a better chance of survival. They are more likely to spend less time on the ventilator.
And it's not just patients he worries about. The SARS epidemic showed medical staff in ICU units were at 8 times greater risk of catching that virus each time they intubated a patient.
COVID is more infectious. So the government is asking us to choose between our health and our children and infecting our families or helping patients.
And in your own case, Dr. Graydon, you've got a young baby, I believe, on the way. I mean, this is a real choice for you.
Absolutely. Nobody's going to look after my children.
Protective equipment like masks and gowns are workers' only hope against infection. And on that front too, he says, the system is not prepared.
We're already short of diagnostic capabilities. We're already short of protective equipment.
And he's calling on the government to take drastic action to limit infections and give the hospital system a fighting chance of providing proper care during the epidemic's peak.
All of those countries in Europe have realised too late that the total lockdown is the only way to do it.
The government's still not contemplating a lockdown. Health Minister Greg Hunt was asked about that option at a press conference this afternoon.
At what point will we look at European-style lockdowns? Would it be 1,000 infections or...?
Well, I think each country has to make its own judgment about their particular needs. One of the things that we are looking at and balancing, and I think it is very important to explain this to Australians, is to make sure that as we help stop the spread through our individual actions, as well as our government decisions and our collective actions, we are not making the problem worse by destroying the capacity for our health workers, our medical workers, of having an impact on supplies for food and other things.
But he is aware of the need for more diagnostic kits and more protective equipment.
We're in advanced discussion on a variety of fronts, including masks, and potentially there is a role for test kits. So as we're not just relying on international sources and international imports, but we are ramping up our domestic production of critical supplies.
Health Minister Greg Hunt, Tom Eagledon, our reporter in Canberra.